Now, thousands of people in the occupied West Bank have marked the 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas. The mass rally was held in the northern city of Nablus. The rally also celebrated Hamas's victory in the latest Israeli war on the besieged Gaza Strip. It was the first time that the Palestinian Authority running the occupied West Bank allowed such celebrations. A few days earlier, thousands took part in a similar rally in Gaza City. This came several weeks after Israel's defeat in the recent eight-day aggression against the coastal enclave. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined by Mr. Ralph Shahnman, who is the author of Hidden History of Zionism, who's joining us now via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shahnman, thanks a lot for joining us now. How significant is it, Mr. Shahnman, that that the Palestinian Authority allowed such a celebratory rally to go ahead in favor of Hamas? Does that show a sign of extended unity between all Palestinian factions?
I think what it expresses is the anger of the Palestinian people against the Palestinian Authority and its collusion with Israel and the Central Intelligence Agency for such a long time. It expresses the will of the Palestinian people to overcome the Zionist destruction and occupation of their land and the removal of the Palestinians both from their land and from history. That desire, that will, this will to struggle is constant amongst the population in Gaza, in the West Bank, in the diaspora as well. The cautionary note that I would sound is that, of course, as I mentioned, the Palestine Authority itself and Fatah not only are funded by Israel, but have their policing supervised by the Central Intelligence Agency, which is a constant relationship. I should also emphasize that notwithstanding the dramatic speech, and I welcome that speech, in Gaza by Mashal, in which he pledged that the legitimacy of the Israeli occupation will never be accepted in any part of Palestine, and then Palestine will be recovered, and the struggle for that will not remit. That was very dramatic and important, but I should have to emphasize here that his remarks were made in Gaza in the company of high officials from Bahrain and from Qatar, and with support and funding from Saudi Arabia. These are not regimes that are concerned with the liberation of the Palestinian people. These are not regimes that are concerned with the emancipation of peoples from the region of the plots of imperialism, be they in Libya, be they in Syria, because as we well know, the regimes of Qatar and of Bahrain and of Turkey and of Saudi Arabia are complicit in the shock troops of imperialism, both in Syria and in the region at large. So what we have to be clear about here is that the will to struggle is there, and the adaptation to that Palestinian will by various leaderships reflects the will and desire of the people, but it cannot be reconciled with accommodations with either Qatar or Turkey or Egypt or Bahrain or with the agents of imperialism, be they in Gaza, be they in Egypt. In this regard, for example, Mashal declared that that Hamas was a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt at a moment when Morsi has making arrangements with the Chamber of Commerce in the United States and an International Monetary Fund for $14 billion of support for ending the energy subsidy for the population, for putting the military in control of the police. These are the larger problems of struggle against country-selling leaderships and regimes, which we have to keep in mind. The will to struggle is there. The desire of the Palestinian people for liberation is real. The impetus for this amongst populations in the region must be sustained and supported. But leaderships which pay lip service to this have to do more than that. It cannot be in alliance with such as the regime in Bahrain or in Qatar or in, for that matter, in Turkey or Saudi Arabia or Morsi's regime in Egypt. That is not a road to liberation for anybody. And so all power to the population's will to struggle, emancipation of Palestinians from the control of their nation by Zionism, liberation of all peoples in the region, but that will be the work of the people themselves and a leadership that is responsive to them and not to country-selling regimes.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ralph Shadman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism, speaking to us live from Berkeley. Mr. Shadman, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.